This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Milwaukee County District's Attorney's decision not to charge Wauwatosa Police Officer Joseph Menza for the shooting death of 17-year-old Alvin Cole has led to several nights of protest. The shooting of Cole was Menza's third on-duty death in 5 years, and no charges were filed in any of the cases. Ahead of the decision, Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride approved an emergency order for a curfew that lasted several nights. City buildings were closed, and Wauwatosa schools went virtual. The National Guard was also called in to help law enforcement and prevent property damage. But the curfew did not keep people from protesting, and as we've seen all summer, they clashed with police. Police used pepper balls to disperse crowds, and Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber says about 65 people were arrested over 5 nights of protests for curfew and other violations. Molly Nelson was picked up Saturday. She says she's been protesting this summer, including following the Menza decision. Nelson told WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell what happened the night she was detained.
We joined together with Wauwatosa residents on City Hall. Curfew was 7 o'clock. A lot of people started to head out. Our group, shortly after curfew was invoked, we headed to the sidewalk, heading east out of North Avenue, out of Wauwatosa. So a lot of the media was there, and I was just literally filming what was going on. And as I was filming, I did not choose to get arrested, obviously, but I knew I was taking a risk. My group on the sidewalk marched out. This was before 8 o'clock at night. The only violation that anyone even remotely did was curfew, and they were leaving. I chose to stay and continue to film, so it was literally, you can see it in my video, me on a sidewalk. A little bit of media was left. They ended up leaving. I was literally the only human being, like no protesters, nobody. And they brought more people out. They started pushing the tanks forward. They did not retreat. They did not try to, you know, they could have had one squad car come up. They could have gone home and one squad car could have said, hey, lady, you're nuts. Go home. It's curfew. That's enough. And I would have, you know, I mean, I have no intention. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm an old lady. I'm not trying to like be this like crazy wild, you know, I'm not trying to tear anything up. I was just trying to show the truth. So I stood on the sidewalk, and filmed them, and you can hear they gave me a curfew warning. And I, as I said in my video, a curfew is a citation. That's it. Well, as I was backing away and I finally was like, all right, this is enough. I started walking down North Avenue, and I was surrounded by 10 officers. This is also on Channel 4. They got footage of it. I was surrounded by 10 officers. I was cuffed. I was taken not in the car that they pulled up in. I was taken down the street around the corner, past the line of tanks and officers and National Guard and all that. I was taken to an unmarked van, no windows, cuffed. My wrists are bruised and sore right now. That's the worst of it, though. I mean, I'm very lucky. I know I'm privileged, and I know I got very lucky. I got put into the back of a van with two other women who are Tulsa residents, just people exercising their rights, who have been cuffed and put into a van, driven around. We had no clue where we were going. They strap you in, cuffed. I had no weapon, no threat. I was nothing. I'm just a person trying to say that Black Lives Matter. I was taken around. The next layer of how messed up this is. So I'm a teacher in Milwaukee. The amount of money being spent on this year when we don't have funding for our schools, for our healthcare, for all the things we need. But then they took us in this van to a school parking lot. A school. Why are they doing this on school grounds where our babies go to school? And they had their weapons on them on school property, but apparently the law doesn't stand for them.
And they transferred us to another van. And then they said the seatbelt didn't work, so they took one of the women I was with into a van by herself, split us up. We had no clue where we were going. I don't know which school I was at. I just saw a playground. I know it was a school. We were in the back of it. I don't know where we were. Then they drove us to a station. They wouldn't tell us what station we were in. My parents were calling and calling. They wouldn't say that I was there. I didn't even tell them where I was. I was never arrested. I mean, I wasn't even locked up. They took us in the holding room and just processed it, and all we got was a $1,300 citation, a citation for curfew. I will also say at the end of it, after everything was released, I had everything back. I don't know. They gave me my phone back. They haven't done that to everyone, which is also terrifying. They said, you need to go get back in the van. We're going to take you. We're going to drop you off. And I said, absolutely not. Why would you need to drop me off? I'm super claustrophobic. I said, I'm not getting back in that van. I couldn't breathe. And they said, well, we need to drop you off back by Wauwatosa East. And I said, why would I go to Wauwatosa East? I don't have a car there. I have nothing there. I have no one there. And the other officer said, no, we're going to take you to your house. He said, you live in Wauwatosa, right? I said, my address is right there. You know I don't live in Wauwatosa. They said, well, we have to get you in the van. We have to take you. I said, no, I'm not being detained right now. You have to let me go. Well, we don't want a crowd outside the station. We don't want your people coming to pick you up. We don't want a crowd. And we don't want you to get a curfew citation. I said, you already gave me the curfew citation. And if you drop me off at Tosa East, I'm still violating curfew. So how is that helpful? Mm-hmm. And they argued and argued and argued. And finally, they took me out back. I still didn't know what station I was at. Took me out back and let me go, and then told me I was on 117th off, you know, at the Wauwatosa police station. So they've been doing that. They've been dropping our people off on random locations with no phone. They've just been taking them back out into the city. Some of our people ended up on Locust, on the east side. Like, it's really concerning what they're doing. I mean, it's like bad, really bad.
And so was this Wauwatosa police, or could you tell it was a different agency? Oh.
A few agencies were there. I saw Brookfield, but this was Wauwatosa police.
Okay.
So during a press conference with Mayor McBride and Chief Weber, they were asked about people being dropped off in random areas of the city, not being given back their phones. And Chief Weber had said that wasn't true. What do you think about that?
It's a lie. If anything, that just goes to show to a deeper rooted issue of just a break of democracy. I mean, there was no legal reason for them to take any of us. Breaking a curfew is not an arrest. It's not a handcuffs. It's not a back of a van. These vans weren't even police marked. I mean, they were literally unmarked plain vans. You would have no way to know where you were going, who was taking you. The fact that they're lying blatantly, boldly, I have absolutely no proof. That's what scares me the most. I have my story, and a lot of people have their story, but what could stop them from lying? What is the evidence? Oh, up until the moment my camera went off when I got arrested, what evidence do I have? And that's what scares me, is that, you know, I am in a position to talk, but a lot of people don't have that luxury or that freedom to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I don't know how else you get the truth out other than to talk, you know.
And since you've mentioned like just the amount of, you know, police force that's out there, Mayor McBride is saying, you know, they wanted to be prepared so that this wasn't, you know, following the decision, that this wasn't, you know, another Kenosha. He's like, there is a reason you're seeing all these forces, but you're like, that is not really necessary.
Not even close to necessary. There's absolutely, I mean, first of all, as citizens of this country, you have a right to speak your mind, and to see that you are met with, I mean, literally, I say tear gas. Again, I have a video of that too. Like, so the we've been tear gassed over the last couple months, but the stuff they were using was like, people were
I mean, they were using like some high grade, like potent stuff. And that was because we were in the street. That's because we were standing in a street. It's very concerning.
With how the public, you know, has clashed with police, and we're talking specifically in Tulsa, do you think there is a way for, you know, trust to be built? Is there a way for Tulsa to come out of this moment?
So I want to be clear that I am speaking as an individual right now, not for my group. I don't want to cross any boundaries with that.
Of course.
I'm also a white voice, which I don't necessarily feel comfortable speaking as a white voice, but I also think that I stayed behind risking it because I knew that I want the truth to come out, and if I can assist in that, I will speak. But I'm only speaking from my own experience. Mm-hmm. But we have some very strong allies in Wauwatosa, some groups that are working with us. We have a lot of residents who are seeing this. We have businesses who are stepping up in different ways. I think the hope would be that there has to be accountability. And in that, I mean, people need to be filming, people need to be reporting, people need to be speaking up. We need to look at next steps. I can't think that all hope is lost, because otherwise I wouldn't still be out there every day. But I think the forces that be need to really, really take a look at what's happening. And I mean, on a national level, I mean, we are the only place that has an officer with 3 bodies on his record. And it's not about him. They're pawns. These officers are pawns. It's about the higher level. And it needs to be addressed that this is a corrupt, very deeply corrupt system that we're working with right now. And unless it gets taken, you know, very seriously by powers outside of where we are right now. I mean, this has to be looked at. Police can't police the police because they don't. We need to take this seriously. Milwaukee spends more money in Wauwatosa than Wauwatosa themselves. And yet our black and brown people are literally abused daily. You can't find one person that hasn't had a story of being abused in Wauwatosa by the police. I mean, it's serious. It's a civil rights issue.
Molly Nelson was taken into police custody while protesting in Wauwatosa. She shared her experience with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell.